This recording, Tennessee 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in 1955 in West Tennessee, in a county in the Madison County, west of Jackson, Tennessee. Jackson, Tennessee was well known for Carl Perkins, Casey Jones, but also West Tennessee was known for not wanting to get out of segregation. So I was born and raised in the cotton fields of West Tennessee in Huntersville. We picked, not because we had to, we picked because we were made to. We were made to stay at where we were in that particular environment. But yet and still, I persevered. I went to a all-segregated school for 8 years, and then I went to Northside High School, which I went for one day. But they made it very clear that they did not want a black young man wanting to educate himself. So I went to another school, and there I thrived. I was the first of 11 children to go to college. And in college, I majored in business and loved music. Hence, this is where I met my wife. I saw across the campus, right below Isaac Lane, our founder's statue. And I saw her and I told her that you were going to be my wife. Obviously, she thought I was crazy. But I can tell you, we've been married for 45 years plus, and it has been the best years of my life because I could not have grown to where I am now if it was not for her. If it was not for her, I would have been incomplete. I am blessed. I became a Baptist minister. And I preach the ministry of reconciliation because we all desire a second chance.